Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Starting lineups being introduced before tonight's tip-off between Northwest and Missouri Southern. Besides the Northwest women's loss to Missouri Southern tonight, 80-74. Other finals in women's basketball this evening, it was Pittsburgh State defeating Nebraska Kearney, 83-73. Northeastern State, a winner over Emporia State, 59-44. And it was Central Missouri's women, again, ranked 8th nationally. They just got past Lincoln University tonight in Jefferson City, 71-70. And on one other score from tonight, it was Lindenwood defeating Southwest Baptist, 71-66.
You know, we've seen Lincoln, both the men and women's side, give some top teams some troubles this year. It almost makes you a little bit nervous. But, you know, of course, I'm sure we're looking around the league. Teams are looking at the Northwest women and thinking that same thing, that, you know, they don't equal their record typically because they've had a lot of close games against some top teams already in the league.
Before we get to the tip-off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder, when you look at Missouri Southern coming out to mid-quarter in their green uniforms, they have the black numerals trimmed in gold, and these uniforms are a little tough to see, but boy, they look nice compared to what we saw a couple weeks ago with the Northeastern State.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, you can, especially with the yellow outline of the numbers and lettering, you can read them a lot easier. And, you know, since that point, Northeastern State's actually been forced to stop using those uniforms, and I fully understand.
Me too. We got to be the test case on that, I think.
Yeah.
Ready to go as we'll jump center here. Dylan Starzl will jump it up for Northwest, and the tip is controlled by the Bearcats as the Cats go from our left to our right. The Bearcats in their home white uniforms, trimmed in green, and out top of the key, Deshaun Cooper will launch the three to start this game. It rims around and out of the rebound to the Lions. Across the timeline to the top of the key on the dribble drive goes Lane Barlow. Looks off the right side, gets it on the right wing, finds Jordan Talbert. Now they go left side, driving to the bucket, shot up and by Renfro, blocked away by Schlake, and is picked up by Northwest. On the break, right side Cooper, now to Schlake trailing on the play. Left side Williams. Williams trying to look inside, nothing there. Now goes to Crooker out near the timeline, left side. Looking man-to-man defense, dribbles to the free throw line. Out front, Schlake lobs it low left in the block for Starzloff with a shot off the glass on the left side with that left hand and knocks it down. Nice pass inside from Schlake to Starzl, and Northwest out to a 2-0 lead. To the top of the key goes Talbert for Missouri Southern. He'll give it out front left for Cornelius. Cornelius on at the left wing, gets it to Barlow. Barlow to the free throw line left, sets up, fast pass low left. They get it for Renfro, spins on Schlake, misses the shot, the tip in attempt won't go. Fight for the board, knocked loose out of Talbert's hand, picked up by Northwest. Cooper down the right sideline, accelerates to the top of the key, dribbles left side, now to Crooker. Schlake out between the circles. As Renfro gives him a lot of room out front, looks right wing for Williams. Williams now right side for Cooper in front of the scorer's table. Cross court, left side pass for Crooker. Northwest out to a 2-0 lead. Crooker drives to the baseline left. Now dishes to Slate, cutting through the lane. Up with a shot off the glass and good. And it's a 4-0 Northwest lead. Cats a half game in front of Missouri Southern in the MIAA standings at the top of the conference. On the left side is Cameron Cornelius. Out to the top of the key and a three on the way. Too hard. Rebound Northwest and Cooper. Across the timeline, left side he goes. Takes it to the left wing. Now to Slake between the circles. Looks right side Crooker. Now to Williams at the top. Looks left side Cooper. Cooper on the wing. Takes a dribble to the free throw line. Trying to look inside. Now goes baseline left for Slake. A dribble underneath the bucket. Reverse layup off the right side. Won't go. And the rebound to Missouri Southern. On the break to the right side with the dribble Cornelius. Out to the top of the key Talbert. Looks left side for Marcus Addison. Left-handed dribble to the free throw line. Sets up, takes the right-handed jumper. Got it. Nothing but net from 15 out. And that's the first bucket of the game for the Lions. 4-2, Northwest Missouri State in front. And one of the things the Lions like to do after a made bucket, show some full-court pressure. Now they back off as Cooper will take it across the timeline. Dribbles to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Picked up by Cornelius. Now out front for Williams. Drives the lane left. Misses the handle on the ball and is picked up by Missouri Southern. On the fast break, Addison. Free throw line. Goes into the right corner. Sets up a three on the way. Nothing but net from the right corner by Lane Barlow. Knocks down the three. That's just his eighth of the season, and it's a 5-4 Lion lead over the Bearcats. 17:06 left in the first half. Cooper across the timeline, dribbles right. Out front for Williams. Trying to look inside, nothing there. Back to Cooper on the right side in front of the line bench. Takes a right wing, gets a screen by Slate, takes the three, won't go. Starzl tries to tip the ball up, picked up by Renfro on the baseline. And here comes Missouri Southern on the break. Addison to the left wing. Now dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass is knocked and kicked by Crooker. And it belonged to Missouri Southern. A couple substitutions now for Northwest. Funk and Kozad coming into the game, and Slake and Williams to the sideline.
And don't be surprised if we see not only early, but a lot of substitutions as Northwest tries to slow down that transition game for Missouri Southern.
Barlow will inbound, baseline left. Gets the inbound into the left corner for Addison, takes the jumper, nothing. Manette just inside the arc, so Addison with the jumper from 17, makes it a 7-4 lead for the Lions as they lead the Bearcats. Cricker across midcourt, finds Cooper, calls out the play, dribbles right side, to the right wing, down the right sideline, now goes into the left corner with the pass for Cricker. Or rather, that's Funk. Now to Cricker on the left side. Cricker to the top of the key, bounce pass low, trying to give it to Starzl, the block's right side, fades away, knocks it down, and a foul as he was backpedaling and it fouled. And he'll get to the free throw line, put that one up and in over Jordan Talbert. And Talbert will pick up his first foul, and a nice strong shot by Dylan Starzl.
And looking at Marcus Addison after that play, he just kept saying, that can't happen, that can't happen. They know that Northwest has the potential to dominate inside, and that's their big concern tonight.
At the free throw line, Starzl knocks it down. Starzl with 5 points early in this game, and it's a 7-7 game, 16-10 left first half. Across the timeline on the right side. We get it off of the right wing. Cornelius drives to the baseline. Cut off by Kozad. Knocks the ball loose. Picked up in the lane by Cornelius. Fadeaway jumper. No. And the rebound inside. Bryson Williams, who checked back in during that dead ball. He'll take it down the left sideline to the left wing. Bounce pass into the right corner. Baseline for Funk. Drives the baseline. Shot off the glass. One go. Fight for the board as the pinball's in the lane. Controlled by Renfro for the Lions. Down that left sideline with the dribble as Addison toward the left corner. Brings it out front. Left side. Talbert. Now at the top of the key, down the lane, left side. Barlow drives, left-handed shot is good. Barlow will use that left hand. He loves to go on the left side and got the shot to fall, and it's a two-point lead for the Lions. Full court pressure. Inbound to Funk, ball and loose, and a foul. A reach-in foul coming up on Jordan Talbert. That will be his second. Got it in the backcourt off that full court pressure by the Lions. 15:26 left in the half. Zach Snyder into the game for Northwest as Starzl will get a breather. Zach's been a guy the last couple weeks that has really given Northwest a lift with some sharp shooting from three-point range. Had a career high against Northeastern State at 19 points coming off the bench. Across the timeline, left side, Cooper to the top of the key. Sets up, gets a screen by Kozad, takes the three, and it rolls in. One-point Bearcat lead, 10-9 with 15:11 left in the first half. Out front is Barlow, dishes low left side as he gets it to Slim McGee, who puts it up and in. McGee coming off the bench, a transfer from the University of South Alabama. And Slim gives Missouri Southern an 11-10 lead over the Cats. Cooper to the top of the key, down the lane, into the right corner, Funk open, drives the baseline, cut off. Now to Cooper right wing. Cooper dribbling out front, looks at the man-to-man defense, drives the lane, and he goes up, ball tipped out of his hands, goes out of bounds. Cooper thinking he's fouled as he went up with the shot, but the Cats will have the ball following a timeout. 14:44 left in the first half. It's Missouri Southern 11, Northwest 10. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
14-44 left in the first half. Missouri Southern 11, Northwest Missouri State 10. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we're right now we've got a game pretty much like we expected here. Both teams according to their strengths.
Yeah, settle in and get ready for it. I mean, you know, right now Missouri Southern wants to figure out how to stop the inside game for Northwest, and for the Cats, they just want to slow Southern down, basically. Southern's a transition team. They want to get up and down the floor, whether it's after a make or a miss, and Cats have done a good job of that so far for Missouri Southern. You know, one thing that they're going to have to be careful of, while Northwest has had a little success inside, we've also seen the Cats hit some outside shots, and that's what really makes Northwest so tough. You can't drop down on the inside and really block that, because the Cats do have several guys that can hit threes. So it's going to be a balance for Missouri Southern tonight, but that's why Northwest has gotten to this position.
Delay right now. A couple of officials over at the scores table reviewing some videotape. I don't know if they're trying to review.
Only thing I can think of is Tyler Funk was hit in the chin by Marcus Addison. Not intentionally, but Addison caught the ball, brought the ball up above his shoulders real fast and caught Funk in the chin. So I don't know if maybe they're looking at that. I can kind of see the monitor, and almost looks like that's about the area of the video that they're looking at. It's that end of the floor anyway, so I don't know if that's what they're checking for, but we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
I think you may be right on that, because the part where Cooper went out and went down the lane to try to go up with the layup and the ball knocked out of his hands is at the other end of what they're looking at on the monitor here. Officials for today's game, John Moore along with Gene Millentry and Tom Savala.
And there isn't going to be an indication really what they were looking at there, because nothing's going to change. So
Bearcats will inbound, baseline right, trailing by one. 14-44 left in the first half, an 11-10 game. Cooper to inbound for Northwest. Zach Snyder in the game along with Williams and Kozad. They try to get it into Kozad. Ball knocked loose. Kozad in the blocks on the right side. Gets it and kicks it out front to Snyder. Now to Cooper. Also Funk on the floor for the Cats. Cooper top of the key. Into the left corner. Finds Funk. Funk now dribbles to the lane. At the post on the left side. Three on the shot clock. Fadeaway hits the back of the rim. And the rebound pulled down by Slim McGee, of the 6'11 senior out of New Orleans, Louisiana, living up to his name. A very slender, tall guy with the long arms and legs off the left side. With it, driving is Bartlow to the baseline. Bounce pass into the right corner. And Austin Wright with the three rims around it out. And the rebound Kozad for Northwest. Now that goes to Cooper across the timeline right side. Out between the circle, Snyder looks left side for Williams. Quick pass low left for Kozad. Trying to find a cutter. Now with the dribble through the lane. Spins on McGee. Up with a shot block. Goes up with it again. And they're going to call a held ball here.
I'm not sure how you call a held ball. McGee never touched the basketball. There was some contact with the chest, and he came down with the ball. That's just an official, I think, realizing maybe he should have called a foul in that situation. McGee had no contact with the basketball.
Possession arrow gives it to Missouri Southern. Bartle left side takes a lob up for the shot and a foul. And this one to go on at Northwest, and the foul goes on Zach Snyder. That'll be his first. So in an 11-10 game, Northwest trailing Missouri Southern. Lane Bartlow going to the free throw line, where he's a 68% shooter on the season. The Lions has a team fourth in the conference at the Charity Stripe, shooting 74%. Left-handed shooters, first free throw misses. Matt Wallace into the game, and Funk goes to the sideline for Northwest head coach Ben McCollum. Back at the line, Bartlow, second free throw is good. So 6 points for Bartlow, and it's now a 12-10 game. Northwest trailing Missouri Southern. Across the timeline, left side, Cooper. Guarded by Austin Wright. Sophomore out of Bixby, Oklahoma, takes the top of the key. Down the lane to the bucket on the right side. High off the glass, won't go. May have been blocked by McGee, who comes down with it. Gets an outlet right side, Bartlow. From our right to our left, across the timeline to the right wing. Takes the top of the key. Looks right side, finds Miller open, takes a long three, won't go, on the high rebound pulled down by Williams for Northwest. At midcourt, left side, Cooper to the wing, pulls up, cross court, right side for Williams, through the lane, jumps top, up with a shot from five, rims out into the rebound, pulled away by McGee for Missouri Southern. On the break, left side, it goes to Addison toward the left corner. Now looks baseline left, into the lane they go, they get it for Blaine Miller, up for the shot, and good. Miller, a sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas, makes it a 4-point game, Southern in front of Northwest. Cooper across the timeline to the left wing. Down the lane he goes. Just caught up in the air, throws it away. It's picked up by Barlow on the break. One-on-two break through the lane. Up with a shot with the right hand and knocks it in. A rare right-handed shot by Barlow, and it's now a 16-10 lead for Missouri Southern over Northwest, and a timeout by the Bearcats with 12:36 left in this first half, and a bit of a run by the Lions.
Yeah, and that's one thing that the Lions can put points on the board and make a run like this in a hurry with that style of basketball that they like to play, getting up and down the floor as quickly as possible, and they've gotten a couple of opportunities here late. You know, Northwest has played some teams lately that don't like to get real deep in the shot clock, but this team takes it to the extreme. This is going to be the fastest team that pushes it the most, and they're on a bit of a run because of it right now.
7-0 run over the last 2:24. Cats on the other end of things. 0-5 from the field during that time period. Northwest coming out of the timeout. Dylan Starzl back into the game as Snyder goes to the sideline. Also Schlake back in. Williams to the bench. Northwest going with Wallace and Kirker, Starzl, Cooper, and Schlake. Across the timeline, left side goes at Cooper for the Cats in their home white uniforms with the green numerals and trim. On the left side, Wallace on the wing. Takes the top of the key. Looks right side with a bullet pass. Gets it to Kirker through the lane he goes. Kicks it back to Wallace left side. Drives to the baseline underneath the bucket. Kicks it back right side for Cooper. Rather Kirker down the lane. A low left-handed runner won't go. Air ball and the rebound pulled away by Missouri Southern. Lions right to left with it. Across the timeline, Barlow to the top of the key. Looks right side for Blaine Miller. And now Edison with the drive and a foul. On this one, we go on Northwest. Kirker with the foul from behind as Connor will pick up his first foul. Second team foul on the Bearcats. Both teams with two fouls in the half. Randy Clark comes into the game now, giving Lane Barlow a breather. Clark, a 6-foot junior out of San Antonio, Texas, and a transfer from Googlebeck Community College. Out to the top of the key, Austin Wright. He likes to put up the three, knocks down the three from the top of the key. And it's now a 19-10 lead for Missouri Southern. A 10-0 run now. Out front is Cooper. Looks left side for Wallace. Wallace on the wing to the free throw line. Left for Kirker. High post left, Starzl. Starzl trying to find a cutter. Now backpedals down the left of the line. Up with a shot. Won't go, but a foul. This should go on Slim McGee.
Instead of going straight up, just a bit of a hesitation there by Starzl before taking the shot caused the timing to be off for McGee.
McGee out of the University of South Alabama transferring in, a native of New Orleans. A lot of times when you hear nicknames such as Slim or Tiny, it's kind of the exact opposite of what you get. I don't know if I've ever met a Tiny who's actually been Tiny. But Slim McGee living up to his nickname as Starzl knocks down the first free throw.
Yeah, his legs look about as big around as my forearms, and my forearms aren't tiny, but they're forearms.
Second free throw by Starzl good as well. 19-12, Northwest Missouri State trailing those two free throws. A break, a 10-0 run by Missouri Southern. Out between the circles, Miller looks right side with the dribble. Down the lane, left, and the ball is knocked loose and is picked up by Northwest as the ball stolen from Clark. Now back the other way. Addison steps in front of a pass intended for Kirker, and Addison across the timeline off the left side to the left wing. Between the legs with the dribble, drives on Kirker as he falls to the floor, gets called for the travel. That's Snyder coming over on the help side defense, trying to avoid some contact, gets called for the travel as he falls to the floor. End of the game, Matt Everson for Missouri Southern, a 6'3 senior out of Madison, Wisconsin, and a transfer from Northern Michigan. 19-12, Northwest is trailing Missouri Southern. Cooper across the timeline, takes it top of the key. Just over 11 minutes left in the half, Wallace out front. Bounce pass low left for Starzl. Out of a double team. Pulls up. Kicks it out front. Throws it away. It's chased into the backcourt. Kirker tries to save it. And it's high in the air. It goes to Cooper. Then throws it off of Missouri Southern's Miller. Goes into the backcourt and controlled by the Bearcats. Out to the top of the key. Cooper lost the handle on the dribble. Pulls up. Brings it top of the key. Down the lane. In the left corner for Wallace. Wallace takes a jumper from 17. Left and knocks it down. Matt Wallace with the bucket as the shot clock winding down, 19-14, Northwest Missouri State trails. McGee into the lane, spins right, now left, with a jumper too hard off the glass. No one but Bearcats inside to rebound, and it comes to Wallace. Across the timeline to the top of the key. Bounce pass out front, Snyder, left side Cooper. High post left for Starzl. Into the lane to go, spins down the lane, left on McGee, up for the shot, and good. 9 points for Starzl, and the Cats are within three. Across the timeline left, goes Blaine Barlow back into the game at the point guard position. Guarded by Cooper. Cats in man-to-man defense. Cooper trying to go for the steal up front. Now Barlow to the free throw line. Down the lane he goes. Drives and hits the layup. That's going to be a good matchup to watch throughout this evening. Cooper and Barlow. 21-16. Northwest trails Missouri Southern. Cooper out front. Guarded defensively here by Austin Wright. Dribbles to the left wing. It's picked by Starzl. Left side on the wing for Snyder. Now to Weather Wallace. Wallace at the top of the key. Back left for Snyder. Low left for Starzl. And a whistle and a foul. Reaching around, knocking the ball loose. Well, Slim McGee picks up the foul. And that'll be his second foul. Third as a team for Missouri Southern. Breaking the action. 9:33 left in the first half. Missouri Southern 21, Northwest 16. Back to Bearcat Arena right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Trunk Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back at Bearcat Arena with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, 21-16. Northwest trails Missouri Southern with 9:33 left in the first half. Missouri Southern right now 53% from the field, 9-17. Northwest struggling a bit, 38% at 6-16. Castle inbound following the timeout. Wallace to trigger to the inbound off the baseline left, trying to get it to Starzl off the right side in the blocks. Spins in lane, fadeaway, jumper on the way, short. And the rebound pulled away by Greg Rimper, who checked back into the ballgame, and is fouled going for the board. And this one to go on Northwest. Wallace will pick up the foul. That's his first. Team's third. 21-16, Missouri Southern in the front of Northwest. Bearcats led by four early in this game, and the largest lead for Missouri Southern has been nine. Off the left side, through the lane, Barlow looks into the left corner. Cornelius, now to Barlow, to Cornelius on the left wing. Dribbles left side, stumbles, and he gets the pass on the left side for Barlow. Takes it just inside the arc, and the jumper good. Off the left side, Lane Barlow with 12 points in the first half. Full court pressure out of Missouri Southern. A timeout coming up by the Bearcats as Zach Snyder trying to trigger the inbound. Couldn't get it in and calls a timeout to avoid a five count. And with 8:57 left in the first half, Northwest down 23-16.
You know, it's not an extensive full court pressure, but if it catches you a little bit off guard, it's an effective one. And that's what happened that time around for Northwest, even though they knew that the potential is there that it could come after a make like that. Still caught Northwest off guard.
See, this Missouri Southern team kind of alternated the full court pressure, either a man to press or a 1-2-1-1 or a 2-2-1 press. And at that time, Northwest having a little bit of trouble getting the ball inbound.
Yeah, and basically they weren't in any of those. They just had two guys down there, weren't set up in anything designed, just basically two guys staying back and pressuring Cooper, keeping them from being able to get the ball inbound.
Inbound comes to Bryson Williams, who checked in during the break. Looks right side, finds Cooper. Now he'll take it across the timeline, right side in front of the scorer's table. Now to Wallace between the circles. Dribbles to the right wing, out to the top of the key. Looks right side for Snyder. Snyder back out between the circles. Wallace, left side for Cooper. Cooper to the free throw line. Left side on the pick and roll. Gets it to Starzl with the left-handed layup off the left side. Starzl with 11 points. Northwest down 23-18. Out on the left side. On the left is Everson. Now to free throw line right, Barlow. To the top of the key is Talbert. Down the lane left, drives, and a little bit off balance. Tosses away. It's picked up by Cooper for Northwest. On the break, two-on-two break. Down the left side. Now left wing for Williams. Sets up. Wants the three on the wing. Rims around. Out. Fight for the board on the baseline. Out of bounds. It'll go off of Starzl and belong to Missouri Southern. Marcus Addison back into the ballgame, and Everson to the sideline for the Lions. Coach Robert Corn picked up his 400th win as a head coach of Missouri Southern on Saturday with that win over Lincoln University. 23-18. Missouri Southern in front of the Bearcats. Off the left side, Barlow now gives left side down the lane. The shot is up and good as Talbert went down the lane. 25-18, Northwest Missouri State down. Williams on the left side, takes it to the top of the key. Right side, Wallace. Now to Williams. Williams, left wing, now penetrates, spins the lane. Up with a jumper, left from 10, got it, nothing to net. Nice spin move by Williams going up with the jumper, and it's a five-point game. Northwest down 25-20. Cameron Cornelius off the left side, brings it out front. Talbert, cross court right side, Barlow. Lobs the pass back to Cornelius on the left wing. Takes it to the top of the key. Right side where the pass goes to Addison. Long pass left side for Talbert. The three is off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Tip. And it's controlled left side by Talbert. To the lane on the left. Off the glass too hard. Starzl clears the rebound for the Cats as Zach Schneider of the Northwest team or right beside him falls to the floor.
Tell you what, how hard fought is this game? We've seen players from both teams all over the floor.
What? Be some bruises tomorrow for both of these teams. Out right side is Wallace. Back left side for Williams. Near the sideline. Dribble to the left wing. Drives one-on-one through the lane to the bucket and a foul as he went through the lane. Reach in coming up. And the foul this time on Cameron Cornelius. That'll be his first foul. A junior out of Wichita, Kansas, who transfers into this Lions program from Butler Community College. Williams going to the free throw line. A 79.5% shooter at the line this season. Free throw rims out. Back into the game, Kozad. Schneider to the bench for Northwest. 25-20, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. Bryston back to the free throw line. Eyes the bucket and the free throw good. Four-point game, Northwest down. 6:49 left in the first half. Out front left side is Talbert. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it right and a long three on the way. Nothing Manette off that right side as he knocks down the three. Marcus Addison with the three, his first of the game. 25th on the season and a 28-21 Southern lead over the Bearcats. Cooper at the top of the key. Open takes the jumper. It's too hard. Rebound. Controlled by Addison and Missouri Southern down the left sideline to the left wing. Bounce pass low left. They get it into the lane as they find Renfro up with a shot off the glass. Won't go. Gets his rebound stripped out of his hands by the Cooper underneath the bucket. Knocks it out of bounds. So the Lions will inbound. 6:13 left in the first half. 28-21. Missouri Southern in front. Also giving the foul on Cooper as he knocked the ball loose. That'll be Cooper's first. And we'll get Renfro to the free throw line. Just a 64% shooter on the year from there. Knocks down the first. His first point of the game. 6'8 sophomore out of Delaware, Oklahoma. 29-21, Northwest trailing. And the second free throw off the front of the rim. Long rebound out front. Mark Luce out of Williams' hands and is picked up on the right side by Addison. 29-21 game, Missouri Southern in front. Lions with it on the left wing, Talbert. Out of Cornelius, looks on the right side, a three on the way, and it's off the right side, missed by Addison. Fight for the board underneath by Renfro, and a foul as he's pushed out of bounds. Starzl falls to the floor, but unfortunately, we'll pick up the foul as well, and that'll be Dillon's first foul. And just the fifth team foul, so the Lions will inbound baseline right. 5:53. Left in the first half. Inbound, right side, goes to Talbert. Now to Everson, the left side on the wing for Cornelius. Penetrates through the lane, the runner, and the scoop layup is good as he went through traffic and scooped it up and in. And a 10-point lead, the largest of the game for Missouri Southern. Down the lane, Crooker, hook pass, right side, starts a ball fake up with a shot, stripped loose, and a foul. And this should get Dillon to the free throw line. Foul will come up on Greg Renfro, and that will be Renfro's first foul. Starzl back to the line where he's 3 of 3 this evening. Averaging 71% on the year from there. First of two, rattles out. 31-21, Northwest trailing. Missouri Southern right now on a 6-0 run. They had a 10-0 run earlier in the half. Second free throw, and that short just barely got to the rim. And Missouri Southern with the rebound. Everson across the timeline between the circles. Lobs it, trying to go alley-oop left side on the baseline for Talbert as he was scoring out of bounds, tried to save it inbounds, picked up by Wallace. 3-on-2 break through the lane to the bucket, banks it in. Wallace with 4 points, 31-23. Northwest trailing Missouri Southern. The other way, Cornelius to the bucket, lays it up, misses the layup, fight for the board inside, pulled away by Talbert for Missouri Southern, stripped loose by Wallace. Cats on the break, Wallace across the timeline right side. They'll take it top of the key, looks right side. Bryson Williams now between the circles. Wallace dribbles right. Out front, Cozad. Wallace on the right wing. They're giving some room. Now to Cozad. Back to Wallace. Shot clock at 16. Crooker left side to the free throw line. A bump out front and a foul. And this one to go on Missouri 7. Matt Everson to pick up the foul. His first break in the action with 4:45 left in the first half. Missouri Southern 31, Northwest 23. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
31-23, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Connor Kirker going to the free throw line, fouled before the timeout. Kirker this season second in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage at 86.5%, knocks down the first two. His first point of the game, 31-24, Northwest trailing Missouri Southern. Now the free throw coming, and that's on the way, knocks it down. Cast down 31-25, 4:44 left in the first half. Parlow across the timeline, goes out to the top of the key, and gets it to Talbert. Right side pass for Addison, back left side with it, Parlow. Dribbles left into a double team with Cozad and Crooker. Now they get it low left side for Slim McGee, puts it up and in the blocks off the left. 4 points for McGee, 33-24, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. Wallace across midcourt, left side, off the left wing to the free throw line, pulls up, trying to go low for Cozad, missed him, a pass overthrown, and it will belong to Northwest as it was tipped in or belonged to the Cats. Initially, officials had ruled it to be Southern's ball, but after conferring, the Cats will get him. Wallace will inbound baseline left. And before the inbound, a whistle and a foul, and this one will go on Missouri Southern inside, and Slim McGee picks up the foul. That's his third. And that will get Greg Renfro off the bench and back into the ballgame for Coach Corn. 33-25, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest.
I'd like to see him get another one on Renfro inside. That really would start to add to that advantage for Northwest inside if they're getting in a little bit of foul trouble.
Kirker back at the line. Front end of the 1-1 rims out. And the rebound to Missouri Southern. Kessler's first half unable to get a lot of momentum going. Hanging close, though, with 4:03 left in the half. Left side, Barlow down the lane on Crooker. Knocked loose by Crooker on the baseline, out of bounds, and it will belong to Missouri 7. Zach Schneider, Cooper, and Funk also getting ready to check into the ballgame. Taking place of Crooker, Wallace, and I believe Schneider. So, Missouri Southern to inbound baseline left. Barlow within the left corner. Trying to go low left as he does. Cozad reaches around, knocks the ball loose as they try to go low inside. And they get that pass to Jordan Talbert. That will be Cozad's first foul. Sixth team foul on Northwest. Now Snyder into the game. Cozad to the bench. Addison, the 6'4 senior of Olathe, Kansas, to inbound for Missouri Southern. Gets the inbound left side for Bartle. Trying to look in. Nothing there now. Out to the top of the key. Addison. Ball fake down the lane. He goes. And a whistle and a foul. This one to go on Northwest. Gene Military, the official, to make the call on Bryson Williams.
Addison catching a big break there because he just didn't have his footing underneath him and was really out of control.
Seventh team foul on Northwest. One going to the free throw line now, Addison. And it's going to be a one-and-one opportunity. Addison this year, an 86% shooter at the free throw line. It's his first trip there this evening. Has a three-pointer to his credit. Free throw on the way, and it's good. Good shooter from the perimeter as well. Shooting about 42% on threes this season. 34-25, Northwest trailing. Second free throw by Addison, good as well. Back to a 10-point game, the largest lead of the game for Missouri 7, 35-25. Cooper across the timeline left side. Again, man-to-man defense guarded by Austin Wright. Goes past him to the bucket on the right side. Renfro comes over on the help side. Ball loose, picked up by Starzl on the glass off the right. Won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds and a block to Northwest. Off of Talbert. Bearcats will inbound. Baseline left down by 10 with 3:31 left in the first half. Cooper looks to inbound. Gets the inbound left corner for Williams. Missouri Southern doing a good job shutting down the perimeter game in Northwest in this first half. Funk through the lane to the bucket. Drives and hits the layup. Tyler Funk with the drive through the lane. No one picked him up. Northwest down by 8 with 3:16 left first half. Out front is Talbert. Looks on the left wing for Wright. Wright trying to get it to Addison. Cutting through back to the left side and Wright. Wright with the dribble off the left wing. Started by Cooper. He knocks the ball loose. Reaches in. Gets called for the foul. Deshaun with his second foul. Sean with a three-pointer in this first half. That's all the scoring he's had in the half. Blaine Miller into the game for the Lions. Takes the place of Talbert. Austin Wright at the free throw line. Again, the sophomore out of Bixby, Oklahoma, averaging 8 points and a couple rebounds a game. He hasn't been in line that often this year. Just his 12th attempt, but he is 10 of 11 at this point on the season. And looks like the game delayed just a bit as Zach Snyder may be...
He's got some blood on his jersey.
Yes, so attending to that on the sideline. Trying to maybe ice Austin Wright just a bit. 35-27, Northwest trails with 3:02 left in the first half.
And now they found one more spot on the front of his jersey here. They may force him to come out of the game. They'll give him a little bit of time to try to get the jersey cleaned up. The official walks over and Nick's working on getting that blood out of the jersey there, and I think official probably giving them a little more time than they normally would, but I think this is the last spot here. Coach Korn,
yeah,
a little upset that they're giving them that much time.
Yeah, he's run out of patience. And while all this is going on, Austin Wright just waiting at the free throw line. 35-27, Southern in front of Northwest. 1-1 opportunity coming for Austin Wright. Both teams right now with 18 fouls. Right-handed shooter, free throw on the way, good. He's got 4 points coming off the bench. Wright had a big game against Lincoln on Saturday, knocked down 6 threes in that contest. Has one already tonight. 36-27, Northwest trails. Second free throw rims around and out, and the rebound to Northwest. Funk with the rebound, gives it to Cooper, he'll take it across the timeline. Dribbles between the circles, 2:53 left in the half. Cooper accelerates down the lane to the bucket off the left side, lays it up and in. And it's a 36-29 game. Northwest trailing on the left side. Addison to the free throw line left. Lobs it low left side. Renfro with a reverse layup off the right side. Knocks it in. Greg Renfro with 3 points out of the first half. 38-29 Northwest down. Cooper to take it across midcourt left side. Gets a screen by Starzl. Dribbles to the top of the key. Right side Snyder. Snyder out between the circles. Finds Cooper. Dribbles back right side. Now out front for Funk. Funk at the top of the key. Drives the lane. That spins into the lane. A little bit out of control, but gets called for the travel as he stumbles through the lane. And the turnover gives it to Missouri Southern.
That was a nice quick spin move, but a little bit too quick. He kind of, I think, stepped on the side of the foot of Marcus Addison, and that set him off balance.
Cornelius back into the ballgame for Missouri Southern. 38-29, Lions in front of the Bearcats. Just over 2 minutes left in the first half. Cornelius with it off the left wing, guarded by Williams. Out front, the pass goes to Renfro. Now to Barlow, left side for Cornelius, trying to post up on Williams. In the lane, up the shot, won't go as it graces the rim. Starts it with the rebound, Northwest. Cats left to right in this first half. Funk across the timeline to the left wing. Now to Cooper. Out front off the left side. Cats spread out the offense. Screen by Starzl. Down the lane left goes Cooper underneath the bucket. Dribble knocked loose out of bounds. That'll belong to Northwest as Addison reached in, knocks it away. Kirker into the game for Northwest and takes the place of Funk. 1:35 left in the half. Northwest down 38-29. Cooper on the baseline right looks to inbound. Gets the quick inbound to Kirker. Kirker through the lane. Into the lane, now pivots and brings it to Snyder on the right side. Back to Kirker. Out near the timeline for Cooper. Shot clock at 8 seconds. Cooper out front, the long three on the way, got it. Second three of the game for Deshaun Cooper and a timeout. Missouri Southern with 1:19 left in the half. Northwest trailing 38-32.
Well, you just feel like it's only going to take, you know, a shot or two, something like that. Because that was a long three by Cooper on the left side with the shot clock coming down. Northwest just needs something to pick up a little momentum. You know, even with a 10-point lead, it's really kind of teetering. Southern could either start to pull away a little bit, but Northwest has hit some big shots like that one right there to make sure that Southern's not able to do that and make sure this is a close ball game. Basically, if you're Northwest, you know, it hadn't been the prettiest of halves. Get to halftime right now, get things figured out, and then come back out and have a nice solid second half.
1:19 left in the half. Northwest trailing 38-32. They come out of the timeout with Cooper, Williams, Kirker, Snyder, and Starzl. Missouri Southern will inbound. Lane Miller into the ball game, gets the inbound to Lane Barlow, and he'll take it across the timeline. Cornelius, Renfro, and Addison on the floor as well for the Lions. Into the left corner, Addison. Out front, left side, Barlow. Now they swing it right for Cornelius. He'll go through the lane, spins down the lane on the right side to the bucket, and it lays it up and in. 8-point game, Northwest Missouri State down with a minute left in the half. Cooper across the timeline, left side. Dribbles to the left wing. Starzl comes over to set a screen on Cornelius. Cooper to the free throw line. Back pedals to the top of the key. Bounce pass high post left for Starzl. Posting up with Renfro. Down the lane he goes. Little right-handed hook. Rims around it now. Renfro with the rebound for Missouri Southern. 40 seconds left in the half. We'll give it to Barlow. He'll take it across midcourt right side. Calls out the play. Gets it to Addison on the left. Missouri Southern milking the clock here. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 24 seconds now left in the game. On the right side, on the wing, Miller out front, nearly throws it away. Chased down by Addison between the circles. 9 on the shot clock. A jumper out front from 16 feet is good. As Addison knocks it down. Now 42-32 game. 10-point lead once again for Missouri Southern. Cooper out between the circles. The three is too hard. Rebound chased into the corner as we have 2.4 seconds left in the half. It goes out of bounds. It will belong to Missouri Southern. Funk to check in for the last 2.4 seconds. Cooper to the sideline. 10-point game. Missouri Southern with their largest lead of the game. They've had that on three occasions. Inbound comes out front to midcourt. And at midcourt, the three on the way comes up short, taken by Barlow. And the score at the end of the first half is Missouri Southern 42, Northwest Missouri State 32. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest down by 10 at the half, 42-32. I'm Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, Northwest has trailed by 10 on a few occasions out of the first half, but it hasn't been any larger than that.
No, and they, like I said, we've seen, especially the last 10 minutes, it kind of teeter from where Southern may hit a few big shots and pull away, or Northwest hit some shots and stay in the game. And Northwest is the one that's kind of hit the shots to stay in the game. You know, we saw that, what, 10-0, 12-0 run, something like that by Southern kind of earlier in the half that allowed them to get this lead, but it never got really out of hand. Northwest, for the most part, the two teams played right together outside of that run. So it'll be interesting to see what the second half brings.
One of the things that Southern having to lead through much of the first half has done is it's really kept the crowd out of the game.
Yeah, it has. You know, we talked in the pregame about how important the crowd could be. And, you know, they've gotten into it a little bit, especially early on in the ball game. But, yeah, that's been big for Southern. I think another thing to watch for, too, is if Northwest can continue to put pressure on that inside game, get them into a little bit more foul trouble, and give them some more opportunities inside, which is, I'm sure, something they will focus on in the second half.
At the half, Northwest trails Missouri Southern 42-32. Earlier tonight, the Missouri Southern women defeated Northwest 80-74. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Smith, as he'll talk about that. He's the head coach of the Northwest women. He'll talk with Matt about that game. It's coming up after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R.J. Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Bearcat Arena at the half of the men's matchup. Missouri Southern with a 42-32 lead over Northwest Missouri State. It was an 80-74 loss for the Northwest women earlier tonight. And Northwest women's coach Michael Smith joining us. And Michael, I know frustrations have to be getting kind of high at this point in time right now.
Well, you know, Matt, it's unfortunate. I'm tired of losing.
Yeah.
And that's the way we're losing. I mean, that's what it's coming down to. We've got kids that are making the same mistakes that they've made all year. We've got kids that really that probably feel like they need to be playing, can't dribble the way we need them to dribble in certain plays. I mean, we got to call. It's gotten down to when we have certain people out there, we can't run all of our plays the way we want to, because some of them, you know, we're limited in some areas. Got people aren't boxing out. We're giving up 3-point plays night after night, and tonight, I mean, we missed 13 free throws and lose by 6. Give up 16 offensive rebounds. I mean, and somebody's like, well, you just got to keep practicing. You got to free. You know, at this point in time of the year, you're either a college basketball player or you're not. You can either do the things that you need to be able to do to have success at this level. That's the key at this level. One is to be able to dribble with both hands. Two is to be able to shoot it pretty consistently. And three is do the fundamental things that you should have learned in junior high. Boxing out when a shot's taken. Pass fakes. Look before you pass. How about that? I am frustrated, as you can tell.
Yeah, it kind of came to a head tonight, because really, with this game late, the last couple of minutes, it was a 5-point game. You saw a real good free throw shooting team miss a ton of free throws and give your team some opportunities. And I think some of the things that you've touched on, if those things are there, this probably the victory goes the other way tonight.
They gave us every chance to take this win tonight. They gave us every chance to take it, and we just can't do it. We just can't do it.
With it's a little bit of a different situation now than what you've had the last couple of weeks, where you do have time. You don't play till next Thursday. Have this Saturday off. Where do you go from here?
Tonight I was really disappointed in our energy, and unfortunately it's how we practiced yesterday. We had the best practice, one of the best practices all year on Monday when we didn't have classes. Yesterday we come in day before game and we were all just sour. And it carried over to tonight, and it's unfortunate. I mean, it really is, especially to perform the way we did tonight in front of a wonderful crowd. I feel like me personally, we're letting these fans down. Unfortunately, I think I'm taking it a little harder than some of our kids are right now, and that's what bothers me.
I know one thing that you have tried to do this year is do some different things with the offense, plan because of the personnel, things like that. It's worked a little, but you can only do so much, it seems like, with the X's and O's.
Yeah, you can only do so much, and then the rest of it's up to the kids. It really is. Like I said, you can either box out a shooter when you need to, you can either put the ball on the floor the way you need to with both hands and try to get by somebody before you can have a chance to shoot it. It's just the little things. Keeping the ball on one side, we stress it every day in practice, and we let people dribble to the middle and break us down. It comes a point where practice isn't going to be able to fix any of these things anymore. Not 5 months into the season, and people can say, "Oh, that's not the case." Oh, we can get a little better maybe in some areas, but our kids know each other by now. They know who tendency knows who to do what. But when people don't come in a game and bring energy, because we had no energy tonight. We'd have had energy like we had at Central. We'd have won by 20 tonight.
Yep.
We would have. And so it's unfortunate. It is what it is. We're either going to learn or we're going to keep throwing on the short end of things. And that's unfortunate with this group. But, I don't know what to tell you. I wish I knew myself right now.
And you've tried to keep such a positive approach to it as well up to this point. So, that can't be part of it.
Well, I just told her, just do your job. If you can't shoot, don't shoot, but rebound and defend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If your shooting percentage, if you look at it, it's all online. If it's not where it needs to be, get in here and get some shots in. That doesn't mean the first time you get in the game to take a shot. If you're not in rhythm and you haven't got a feel for the game, that's a possession.
Yeah.
It's same things.
Yeah. All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again tonight, an 80-74 win for the Missouri Southern women. Right now at the half of the men's matchup, 42-32, Missouri Southern with the lead. When we come back, John will have some of the stats from the first half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mountain City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back at Bearcat Arena at the half, Northwest Missouri State down at halftime by 10 to Missouri Southern, 42-32. As we look at the totals out of the first half for Northwest, shooting 41% from the field, 29% from three-point range, 2 of 7, and at the free throw line, 6 of 9 for Missouri Southern, shooting 55% from the field, 17 of 31. They're 3 of 8 on threes, and 5 of 8 as a team from the free throw line. They're out-rebounding Northwest 20-14. Turnover situation, neither team's really turned the ball over that much in the first half. Northwest with 5 turnovers and Missouri Southern with 4. Missouri Southern getting a little bit better play off the bench in this one. 10 points off the bench for the Lions and 6 for Northwest. Game is tied once and there have been 3 lead changes in the game. Northwest early in the ball game had a 4-point lead. That was at the 18:33 mark. Missouri Southern's led by 10 on a couple of occasions, and right now again by 10 here at the half, 42-32. Individually out of the first half, Northwest has Dylan Starzl in double figures with 11 points. Missouri Southern, a couple players in double figures at this point. Lane Barlow has 12, and Marcus Addison with 11. Again, 42-32 the score here at halftime. Other games around the MIAA, fairly full schedule of games around the conference tonight. And as we take a look at some of those, the matchup in Jefferson City will have Central Missouri facing Lincoln University this evening. And we have no update on that particular game. We have a score in the second half with Lindenwood and Southwest Baptist. And Lindenwood up on SBU, 53-46, that game in St. Charles. Also in Tahlequah tonight, Northeastern State up by 2, leading 46-44 over Emporia State. Second half there, about the midway point of the second half on that one. Also a second half score, Nebraska Kearney leading Pittsburgh State 47-41. That's with 15:08 left in at the second half. And here in this game, getting underway a little bit late due to the length of that women's contest here tonight. We're at the half here in Northwest Missouri State, down by 10 to Missouri 7, 42-32. We'll be back, get ready for the second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticultural Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
10-point game as we get ready for second half play with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Matt, key to the second half.
Well, Northwest obviously needs to slow the transition. And I don't mean just the fast break, but there's the secondary break as well before they get into a half-court offense. Try to get them into that half-court offense as much as possible and pound that ball inside early on in this second half. Try to get that foul trouble inside for Missouri Southern going very early in the half.
I'll say one thing, too. Southern defensively has made it tough for Northwest out on the perimeter. Zach Snyder's yet to get a shot off. Connor Crooker not getting anything off from outside as well. Those are a couple guys that can knock down some threes.
Yeah, you know, you look at Northwest, shooting 41% from the field is not terrible, but you're right. Some guys that usually get opportunities and convert on those need to have those in this game.
Northwest with it to start the second half from our right to our left. Starzl on the right side. Lobs it out right for Connor Crooker. Man-to-man defense out of Missouri Southern. Crooker dribbling to the right wing to the top of the key. Pulls up free throw line for Slake. Kyle trying to find a cutter. Holds it out near the top with one dribble. Now gives it back to Williams. 13 on the shot clock. A long three between the circles by Williams. Forces a rebound. Slake in the blocks off the right side. Up with a shot and a foul.
And there's a foul on one of the inside guys. I think that's third on Renfro, right?
Let's see. I've got him down for one, but I may have missed him.
Oh, yep,
it is
yep,
his second now. So.
Yeah, I'd like to see them get after him especially. Slim McGee's already got three, so if you can get a third here maybe on Renfro in the next minute or two, that really could make a big difference for Northwest.
Kyle Slake at the free throw line to shoot two, knocks down the first. That's his first point of the game. 42-33, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Second free throw on the way, and that one's too hard, and the rebound to Renfro and Missouri Southern. Cast down by nine. The second half just underway. Out to the top of the key. The pass goes for Talbert. Looks left for Cornelius. Knocked loose by Williams. Out of bounds. It will belong to Missouri Southern. They'll bound on the left sideline. 42-33. Northwest Missouri State trailing. And bound off the left side for Talbert. Out of Cornelius at the free throw line. Through the lane. Drive. Shot knocked loose. And it is chasing the corner. Out of bounds off of Cooper. It will belong to Missouri Southern. They're still inbound right in front of their own bench. Right in front of a standing head coach of the Lions, Robert Korn, his 25th year as head coach of the Lions. Mentioned in the first half, he's picked up 400 wins at Missouri Southern. Yeah, up front with it is Addison, going right side. Pulls up, skips a pass out front, left side, and a quick touch pass to Renfro inside, saved inbounds to Cornelius. And they'll bring it back out front for Barlow as he'll set up the offense. Now to Cornelius on the left wing. Shot clock at 15 seconds. Cornelius left side trying to look low. Left for Renfro does as he posts up. Westlake. Starzl comes over to help out on the double team. Out front Barlow. Seven on the shot clock. Spins through the lane. Strip loose picked up by Williams for Northwest. Two on one break. Williams down the lane. Right side to the bucket. Lays it up and in. 42-35 Northwest. Down the other way. Cornelius pushes it down the floor and a foul. And this one to go on Northwest. Should be on the floor before the shot. So now we're going to count the bucket. The foul coming up on Bryson Williams. That's his second.
That's just it. Even though Northwest had a fast break and a nice fast break, can't celebrate even after a make. Not that Northwest did, but it just shows you why right there. They are so quick, Missouri Southern is, to get back up the floor after a make or a miss.
Cornelius, who got the bucket, goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point trip down the floor, and he does. Back to a 10-point game, 45-35. Northwest Missouri State trailing Missouri Southern. 10's been the largest lead that Lions have had in this one. Out front left side, Slate nearly tosses away. Picked up on the sideline. Will belong to Northwest. It's knocked loose by Marcus Addison. Tried to go after it right in front of the scores table, but couldn't get there in time. So Northwest will inbound. Inbound into the backcourt for Cooper, and he'll bring it back into the front court right to the left. Cooper to the top of the key, to the free throw line, pulls up, looks left side, throws it away. Wanted to go to Williams, who cut left, ball went right, and goes right to the Bearcat sideline. 10-point game, Northwest trailing, 18-13, left in the second half. Barlow across the timeline, set the Bearcats man-to-man defense, dribbles left, pulls up left of the lane, now finds Talbert through the lane, drives, misses the shot, and a foul. And this one will be on Northwest. Gene Millentree, the official, will make the call. And this one goes on Dylan Starzl. That'll be his second. And as Talbert goes to the free throw line, this pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Talbert, a 68% shooter at the free throw line, hits the first, a left-handed shooter, second free throw, rims around, out, and the rebound, Slake for Northwest. Largest lead of the game for Missouri Southern at 11, 46-35. Crooker across midcourt right side, gets a screen by Slake, dribbles down the lane left, little runner with the left hand, rims around, out, rebound at the free throw line, tipped up in the air, and it's controlled by Addison for Missouri Southern. Across the timeline left side to the left baseline. Cut off by Slake. Brings it out front left to Albert between the circles. Barlow lobs it right side. Cornelius brings it down off the right wing to the right baseline. Drives left-handed shot. Rims around and out. Rebound. And the putback is up and in as Talbert got the rebound and the bucket. 48-35. Southern in front of Northwest. Cooper across the timeline. Out top the key. Sets up. Wants the three. Got it. Nothing but hit. They gave him the shot out front, and Cooper made them pay. He's got 11 points, 48-38. Northwest down by 10. Down the other way, Bartle drives in, hits the layup. They are quick getting down the floor after a made Bearcat bucket.
But Barlow is hurt. He's grabbing at his right calf, and he's calling for somebody to come in for him.
Cooker, free throw line left, brings it out between the circles. Cooper, he'll drive the lane, bounce past baseline left for Slake. Underneath the bucket, reverse layup is good off the right side. Carr Slake, a nice drive to the bucket. 10-point game again. Northwest trailing Missouri Southern 50-40. We've got a timeout with 16:42 left in the game. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 50-40, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. 10-point game. Largest lead's been 13 for Missouri Southern. That's coming here in at the second half.
Yeah, Northwest somehow is going to have to figure out a way to put a run together. Well, you know, we talked about Missouri Southern's run in the first half where they opened up the lead. It's been a back-and-forth game most of the game, but that couple of minutes where they had that run is the difference right now. So Northwest needs to counter at some point.
Across the timeline, Everson out to the top of the key. Finds out front. A shot by Talbert misses. Fight for the rebound inside and a foul. And this one to go against Northwest. That will go on Starzl, and that'll be number three on Starzl trying to fight for the rebound. Get Zach Snyder off the bench and into the ball game as Dillon will go to the sideline. During that timeout, Grant Kozad also checked in for Northwest. Everson trying to inbound, gets it into the left corner, and a fadeaway jumper from 17 will go. Rebound Snyder. That shot was taken and missed by Addison. Cats trying to cut into a 10-point lead. Cooper across the timeline. Goes between the circles. Down the lane he goes. Little runner on the way. Good. Cooper trying to take things over. That time, go over the lane. Got the runner. Makes it an 8-point game. Out front right side, Addison. Finds Renfro. Drives. Misses the shot. Rebound tapped loose. Goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Missouri Southern. But that was the case for Cooper. With the smallest player on the floor, went up to try to out-rebound the 6'8 Greg Renfro. And back. Got it done.
Yeah, and those are opportunities Northwest needs to take advantage of. When you get some misses by Missouri Southern, got to get that board. A couple of different Bearcats had a chance at that rebound.
Inbound right side goes to Talbert, fouled by Snyder as Talbert leaned in. And this will be his second foul. And we'll get Missouri Southern to the free throw line as Talbert gets back. Slim McGee back into the ballgame for the Lions as Renfro went to the sideline. Talbert at the line. Averages 12 a game, has 5 so far this evening. Free throw is good. Now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. 51-42, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. Second free throw, rattles around and in. So 52-42, lead for the Lions. Cats had a brief lead about 2 minutes into the ballgame as they were up by 4 at that point. Kirker down the lane, left side to the bucket. The runner high off the glass and good. Connor Kirker with 4 points. 52-44, Northwest Missouri State in front. Out front with it is Addison, drives into left corner for Everson. Now back left side, a three by Austin won't go. Austin right with the shot won't go out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest. Fight for the long rebound, and it's out of bounds off of Missouri Southern in at the right corner as Addison was trying to go after it. Pressure off the inbound, and now Missouri Southern backs off. Cats down by 8 with 15:29 left in the game. Cooper out front, free throw line left, takes the jumper, this time short, grazes the rim, fight for the rebound. Kozak comes away with it, up with a shot, blocked away inside by Addison. Here comes Missouri Southern on the fast break. Right side, Addison to the right wing. Now drives, spins, kicks it to Slim McGee, takes the jumper from 18, rims around, out in the rebound, Kirker for Northwest. Cats on the break. Down by 8. Left side on the wing. Snyder to the left baseline to the bucket. Lays it up and a whistle on a foul. Coming up. Could have had a goaltend as well. But they're going to call the foul on the play. And this one to come up on Slim McGee. That's number 4 on McGee. And this will get Snyder to the free throw line. 6-7 freshmen at Prairie Village have been held scoreless in this one. 68% shooter on the season, 6 of 9 as he steps up to the line. Eyes bucket, free throw on the way, good. 52-45, Northwest Missouri State trailing.
One thing that Slim McGee being in foul trouble has done is it's got Greg Renfro playing more minutes than I think he typically would. And so we'll see how the game goes. If Northwest keeps that rotation of the bigs inside, if that might wear Renfro down a little bit.
Renfro back into the ballgame as McGee goes to the sideline. Second free throw by Snyder on the way, nothing but net.
Renfro plays a little under 18 minutes a game. He's already at 18 minutes in this game so far.
52-46, Northwest Missouri State trailing Missouri 7. On a bit of a run here, Addison on the right side. Out with the ball trap, they go with left side forward Barlow. Now left side Talbert drives, lays it up, misses the shot. He tries to get his rebound and a reach around foul coming up here. Funk reaching around. I don't know if they'll call on Funk or on the front side. And looks like Cooper may be the one getting called for the foul. They're going to give it on Funk instead. So Funk picks up his first foul, 15th foul on the Bearcats, and a break in the action. 14-43 left in the game. It's Missouri Southern 52, Northwest 46. Back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
52-46, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest, 14-43 left in the game. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Missouri Southern getting ready to inbound following the foul before the timeout.
Well, the Cats have cut the lead to 6 here. It's nothing that they have to make the lead disappear in a hurry. They've still got plenty of time, but just need to take advantage of misses and stops on the defensive end.
Inbound from Barlow goes to Talbert off the right side. Now back to Barlow as the Lions will set up the offense. Cats a man-to-man defense. On the left side is Addison. Back to right side for Talbert. Or rather, that's Barlow. Barlow on the right wing. Left-handed dribble, predominantly a left-handed dribbler. Now goes on the right side. Talbert drives to the baseline. Ball fake up with a shot. Good, and a foul as Kozak got caught up in the air off the ball fake. And they'll count the bucket. Grant will pick up the foul. That will be his second. And this will get Talbert back to the free throw line. Talbert with 9 points now. And 7 of those coming here in the second half.
So many times Missouri Southern looks out of control, but they're getting the job done. They're getting it finished.
Talbert hits the free throw. Goes into double figures with 10. 55-46, Northwest Missouri State trails. Kirker to take it across the timeline. Drives on Barlow. Now gets a pick by Cozad. Just caught up in the air, lobs it low, and hits the rim. Fight for the board inside, and it's controlled by Missouri 7. Addison comes away with it. We'll give it to Barlow. Takes it across the timeline, left to right. Out between the circles. 14 minutes left in the game. High post left side, Talbert. Lobs it back right side. Barlow drives to the baseline. Cut off by Crooker. They skip it out front. Pass tipped out of bounds. As Austin Wright had it, wanted to go with a quick tip pass to the left side and get it to Addison. And Addison couldn't come up with it. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest will have it. 55-46, Northwest down. Cooper to take it across the timeline. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gets a screen by Cozad. Drives, dishes low right, and tended inside for Funk, and couldn't hold on to it. Picked up by Addison. Drives the lane left side. Lays it up. Misses it. The putback by Renfro. Good. And a 57-46 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing, and now we have an injured Missouri Southern player. Looks like it might be a cramp.
It's Addison, and he's got a cramp, it looks like, in that left calf.
And now he is getting up and
waddling.
Yeah, waddling to the sideline. That is, well, that is painful. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Anybody who's had a cramp knows the kind of pain he's in right now. Austin Wright to come into the ballgame and take his place. 57-46, Northwest Missouri State trails Missouri 7. Cooper across the timeline, takes the top of the key on right, down the lane to the bucket, gets caught up in there, forces the play. Renfro coming over on the help side will pick up the foul. Cooper couldn't finish it off with the layup, but he'll get to the free throw line.
That'll be three on Renfro. So now Slim, McGee, and Renfro inside, both with three fouls.
And this gets Cooper to the free throw line. His first trip there tonight. 70% shooter on the season. Cast down, 57-46, and Deshaun's first free throw good. Back to a 10-point game. Deep breath by Deshaun, eyes the bucket, and free throw number two is good. He's got 15 points, 57-48, Northwest Missouri State in front. Barlow across the timeline, guarded by Crooker, pulls up, looks right side on the wing. Talbert is guarded by the freshman Schneider. Out between the circles for Austin Wright. Dribbles left side. Pulls up off the left wing. Out between the circles, Talbert. Right side for Barlow. Back pedals near the timeline. 13 minutes left in the game. Northwest down, 57-48. Spins. Looks low left for Renfro. Up for the shot. Won't go. Rebound Cozad. Both Cozad and Snyder went up and made it a tougher shot for Renfro. And Cats with the rebound. Now front Cozad. Looks left side wing for Funk. Funk with the dribble. Now back pedals. Brings it left for Kirker. Out front near the timeline, Cooper. Dribbles between the circles. Out to the left wing, pulls up the dribble. Goes low, and this is an obvious foul coming up here as Cozad was hit from behind by Renfro as they try to get that inbound or that entry pass into the block. And this will be foul number four on Greg Renfro, and that was not a very smart foul.
No, not at all. So now you're going to take a guy that's got three fouls. Place a guy with four, and this is starting to turn Northwest way. That inside game is going to become better for Northwest as minutes go by.
Quick inbound to Cozad. Spin move, reverse layup is good, but they're going to call the travel violation on Cozad, and that looked like a heck of a move.
Well, yeah, and I also thought when the whistle blew, because McGee was the only one down there, that was going to be foul four on McGee, which would have been absolutely huge, but unfortunately the travel call instead.
57-48, Northwest down, 12:26 left in the game. Off the left side, right, thought about the long three, now gives it to McGee up front. Back to left side for Barlow. Barlow looking inside, now goes cross to right, Everson. Now into the right for Talbert, inside the arc, takes the jumper, nothing but net from 17. Talbert with 12 points, 59-48, Northwest Missouri State trailing by 11. Now front Cooper through the lane into the left corner. Snyder, the three on the way off the front of the rim. That's his first shot attempt of the game. 59-48, Northwest down. Barlow out to the top of the key. Talbert, the long three, breaks it off the right side. Everson trying to come down with the rebound and off his fingertips out of bounds. Bryson Williams into the game. Snyder to the sideline for Northwest. The Cats will inbound against 2-2-1 pressure. 59-48, Northwest down. Inbound comes to Williams. Now to Cozad. Cozad in the backcourt and a push from behind, and Everson with the foul on Williams, and that was a silly foul from a Missouri Southern standpoint. Not much Everson could do except, he just kind of away from the ball, just gets caught with a push. So now a 59-48 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Fifth team foul on the Lions. Cooper out front. Out top for Bryson Williams. Looks left side for Kirker. Quick touch pass. Low left for Starzl. In lane on McGee. Low right-handed hook is good. McGee backed off. And Starzl had the easy look. 13 points for Starzl. It's his first bucket of the second half. 9-point game. Northwest down. Right off the left side. Dribbles out between the circles. Cross court right side. Barlow. Pass to the right baseline. Everson. Dribbles to the right wing. Double team. Lobs it out front. Barlow. Trying to look inside. Now spins the lane. As he does, gets called for a charge.
Yep. Used his off arm to try to create some space before throwing that pass. So the offensive foul will give it back to Northwest.
First foul on Barlow, sixth as a team. Both teams with 16 fouls. Wayne Miller into the ball game as Everson to the sideline, also right to the bench as well. 9-point game, Northwest down. Cooper to walk it across the timeline, met by Cameron Cornelius, who just checked into the ball game. Dribbles right side. Gives it to Williams. Williams back to Cooper on the right. Cooper out front, takes the three, and hits the three. They gave it to him out front. He took it in Northwest Missouri State. Now cutting the margin down. It's a 59-53 game, Northwest drilling.
Yeah, Cornelius went behind the screen instead of over the top, and that gave the opening Cooper needed.
Miller on the right side. Cornelius, Bearcat fans making noise. Barlow, right wing, three, short, rebound, Northwest. Cooper has the rebound bank off the backboard, picked up by Cozad. Now back to Cooper. Down the left sideline to the left wing. Dribbles out front, crossover dribble through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and it's blocked away by McGee. Tipped in the air and controlled by Missouri Southern. On the break, Barlow left side gets it to Addison, drives the bucket, blocked away, but a whistle and a foul. Coming up, and this will be on Northwest. This foul going on Connor Crooker, that will be his second. And this will get Addison to the free throw line with 10:15 left in the game. Northwest down 59-53. Marcus Addison, 1 of 1 at the line tonight. 11 points on the game. 86% shooter on the season. The knee bend and the free throw on the way rattles down. Addison shooting with the right hand. He's got a long, kind of elastic sleeve on that right arm going from his biceps down to his forearm. Kozak going to the sideline. Starzl, rather Snyder back into the ballgame for Northwest. Addison with the knee bend. Free throw on the way. Nothing but net. 61-53. Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. The Cats haven't led since the 18:33 mark in the first half when they were up by 4. Cooper out to the top of the key. Through the lane. To the bucket. Double clutch. Up for the shot and a foul as he's knocked to the floor underneath the basket. Official Tom Cervelo will make the call and call the foul on Cameron Cornelius. He'll pick up his second. So this will get Deshaun to the free throw line. 18 points for Cooper tonight. He's been in double figures now in the last 10 games, counting tonight. Deep breath, eyes the bucket, free throw on the way. Good. 61-54, Missouri Southern. In the battle of the top two teams in the MIAA, Bearcats a half game in front of Missouri Southern in the conference standings. Cooper's second free throw rattles down. So he's got 20 points. Northwest Missouri State down by 61-55 margin. Across the timeline. Barlow looks right side. Addison drives on Kirker. Passing to the baseline. Hooks the pass for McGee. Tipped loose. Picked up by Addison. Now left side for Cornelius. Drives through the lane. A bump and a foul coming up here. And this one will go on the Bearcats. And they're calling this one on Cooper. And that'll be Cooper's third foul. Timeout with 9:49 left in the game. Missouri Southern 61, Northwest 55. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
9:49 left in the game. Northwest Towing, Missouri Southern 61-55. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey.
This is still anybody's game, yeah. You know. I mean, yeah, Southern has led most of the way, but you never feel like Northwest is out of it. So, especially with the three-point shooting that Northwest has had this year, it's not been great tonight. Cooper's got all four of the threes, but there are several players out there that you feel could get a hot hand any minute.
Cornelius going to the free throw line, shooting a one-and-one opportunity, fouled by Cooper before the timeout, knocks down the first free throw. Now, 2-of-2 at the line tonight. It's a 77% shooter on the season. When you look at DeMarcus Addison, he was kind of stretching out, coming out of that timeout. I think still feeling the effects of a cramp. Talbert, or rather Cornelius at the line, knocks down the second free throw.
Yeah, those things don't just go away. It's something that's going to be in the back of his mind probably the rest of this game.
63-55, Lions in front of the Bearcats. 9:42 left in the game. Cooper out front, dribbles right side. Trying to look inside, nothing there. Now to Snyder between the circles. One dribble, hands off out front for Crooker. Now to Cooper on the right side. Gets a screen by Starzl to the free throw line. Jump stop left side. Williams on the left of the lane. Takes a three attempt. Won't go. Fight for the loose board. Snyder saves it in. Bounce hustling after gets it to Cooper. As he went diving after, Cooper left side for Crooker. Crooker to the free throw line. Into the lane. Now tosses it away. Throws it right to Addison for Missouri Southern. He'll take it across the timeline left side. At the left wing, sets up. Now to Barlow out front. Dribbles right side. Through the lane he goes. Kicks it back left side for Addison. Into the left corner, Barlow sets up. A left-handed three. Rims around and out. Crashing the board, Williams for Northwest. Clears it away and gets it to Cooper. Cats will slow it up. Northwest down 63-55. Just under 9 minutes left in the game. Cooper at the top of the key. Looks left side, Snyder. Hands off for Williams. Williams to the free throw line. Through the lane to the bucket. Knocked loose. Out of bounds. Belongs to the Bearcats with 21 on the shot clock. Cooper to inbound, baseline left. Before he does, Kozad gets up off the bench and will check in as Snyder goes to the sideline. May have taken a hit to the mouth there as he goes off to
well,
the side.
Well, when he dove for that loose ball over on the sideline that he saved inbounds, he smacked his face pretty good when he landed out of bounds.
Cooper looks to inbound, lobs it out front left, controlled by Williams. Now to Cooper in the left corner. Guarded by Cornelius, takes it through the lane, jump stop, dishes low right side for Starzl, sends it down with two hands. Great feed by Cooper, and Starzl puts the exclamation point on it with the slam dunk. 63-57 Northwest, 8.5 minutes left in the game. Bearcat fans making noise, Addison off the right side to the right wing. Out front, double team, spins, pivots, and throws it away. Stepping in front of the pass, Cooper for Northwest, and he's fouled from behind.
Yeah, Coach Korn going to get a timeout here. Pretty critical time. The crowd's back into it.
Foul from behind. I believe that's Blaine Miller will get called for the foul. He just checked back into the ballgame. And we got a break in the action with 8:15 left. A timeout by Missouri Southern. Northwest trailing Missouri Southern 63-57. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Deshaun Cooper going to the free throw line as he is fouled after making a steal and will go to the line to shoot a one-and-one opportunity. Fouled from behind by Blaine Miller, the sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas. Cooper at the free throw line, the deep breath, free throw on the way, got it. 63-58, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Cooper back to the line. 8:15 left in the game. Another deep breath. Spins the basketball in his hands. Free throw on the way. Good. 6-6 at the free throw line. And it's a four-point game. Northwest Missouri State down with 8:10 left. Out front, left side, Barlow. Crowd out, making noise once again. Down the lane, Talbert drives off balance, and a charge coming up. Starzl slid over and drew the charge as Talbert, a little out of control going through the lane, picks up his first foul. That's a chance to cut into a four-point deficit now, down 63-59. Inbound Williams. He'll take it down the left sideline, hands off to Cooper, and he'll take it across the timeline. Walks it between the circles. Cats spread out by offense. Cooper edging off to the left wing. Takes it to the top of the key. Sets up. Goes left side for Williams. Through the lane. Runner on the way. Good! Bryson Williams with 7 points. And it's a 63-61 game. Northwest Missouri State down. Talbert right side. Cornelius. Crossover dribble through the lane. Kicks it back right side. Edison drives whistle. And it's going to be a chart. Rather going to be a block foul coming up. And they're going to count the bucket. That was a big play by Missouri Southern. Foul coming up on Bryson Williams. That's his third. Addison with the drive and the bucket. He's got 15 points. 65-61. Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. The senior from Olathe to the free throw line. 4-point game. And now a 5-point game as Addison knocks down the free throw. He's got 16 points in tonight's game. Full court pressure. Cats break the press. Cooper across the timeline through the lane to the bucket. Scoops it low right. Intended for Starzl. And Slim McGee steps in front and steals it away. Cats down by 5. 7:22 left in the game. On the left side, Addison. Crossbow right, Barlow. Now to Cornelius on the right side. Throws it away. Steps in front of the pass was Williams. 2-on-1 break. Williams through the lane. Dishes right side. Kirker. A little push in the lane and knocks it down. A little bit of a runner there. And Kirker with the right hand. Makes it a 3-point game. Northwest down 66-63. Now to the top of the key. Barlow. Guarded by Cooper. Now they go with the ball trap out front. Barlow trap as he expires the dribble. Gets it to Talbert. Right side Cornelius on the wing. Sets up. Wants the long three. Takes a high bounce off the rim. And Cooper with the rebound. Northwest. Cats with a chance to tie down here with the three. Trailing 66-63. 6:40 left in the game. Cooper walks it across the timeline. Takes the top of the key. Back pedal. Sets up. Open the three out front. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Fight for the board. Starzl McGee fighting for it. And will belong to Missouri Southern off of Starzl. Cornelius to the sideline. Austin right into the game. A dangerous three-point shooter for the Lions. Zach Snyder comes into the game now to give Cozad a breather. 66-63, Northwest Trails.
These two teams are getting after it. Wow.
Just a half-game difference between the two teams in the MIAA standings. Northwest up a half-game. On the left side, Austin Wright looks on the left wing. McGee tosses away. It's picked up by Williams for Northwest. Breakaway layup the other way to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Williams with the steal in the bucket, and it's a 1-point game. Northwest down 66-65. 6 minutes left across the timeline right side. Barlow and a timeout, Missouri Southern. Burkett fans on their feet as we'll take this break with 6:01 left in the game. Missouri Southern 66, Northwest 65, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State down by one, 66-65, with 6:01 left in the game. The closest they've been since early in this contest, where they had a 4-point lead. The inbound will be Marcus Addison for Missouri Southern. Gets the inbound to Talbert between the circles. Looks left side, Barlow. Barlow. Trying to look inside, nothing there. Bearcat fans really making noise when the Cats are on defense. Kind of rattling Missouri Southern just a bit. Barlow out between the circles. Bounce pass right side. Goes to right. Right out front with the ball temp. Watson on the right side. Talbert. Free throw line right. Out to the top of the key. Addison. 8 on the shot clock. Through the lane to the bucket. Arches high. And it's tipped loose. Controlled by Wright. Blocks off the right side. High off the glass. Won't go. Tip in attempt. No. And Starzl with the rebound. Bearcats with a chance to take the lead. This trip down to 5.5 minutes left. Across the timeline. Across the timeline goes Cooper. And a bad defense out of Missouri Southern. 5:18 left. Northwest down by a point. Cooper through the lane to the back on the left side. High off the glass. It rolls around and it's in. The shot. Cooper the drive in the bucket. Northwest with the first lead since 2 minutes into the game. 67-66 Northwest. Cats coming back from a 13-point deficit here in the second half. Low left side. Renfro playing with four fouls. Spins into a double team. Kicks it left corner. Right with the three. On the way. Knocks it down.
Oh. He just looked up at the crowd and told them to shh, that's not going to be popular.
69-67, Northwest Missouri State trailing now by two. Cooper to the top of the key. Out between the circles, looks left side for Williams. Williams dribbles through the lane. Bounce pass, low right for Starzl off the glass, ring good. Renfro giving him some space. And Starzl took advantage of it, ties the game up at 69. 4:24 left off the left side. Addison. Looks low left for Renfro, drives in, slams it down with one hand. And Renfro gets the slam dunk, and it's a 71-69 game as these two teams going back and forth with 4:09 left. Cooper to take it across the timeline in a timeout, Northwest. Missouri Southern 71, Northwest 69, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
71-69, Missouri Southern and Firm Northwest has paused 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Cats with the ball following the timeout. Cooper down the lane, left to the bucket. High off the air shot, blocked away, and a foul. This one will come up on Missouri Southern. I think they're pointing at Greg Renfro, and that'll be it. That's number five on Renfro.
Yeah, Renfro, I think, just got worn out tonight.
As he'll go to the sideline after picking up that foul, breaking the action as well. 3:59 left in the game. Missouri Southern 71, Northwest 69. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 3:59 left in the game. Missouri Southern 71, Northwest 69. Bearcats were down at 1 point in the second half by 13. They've come back. They had a brief 1 point lead, 67-66, with 5:13 left in the game, and now 3:59 left, down by two.
Yeah, there was about a 2.5 minute stretch that Missouri Southern went without a field goal, and that's when Northwest used their, not a huge run, but enough of a run to get them back into it in terms of going back and forth like they have been all game, but now you're going back and forth from a tie to a lead instead of from a 10-point game to an 8-point game.
Cooper at the line as he went driving down the lane, and Renfro came over and picked up his fifth foul. Cooper will knock down the first free throw. 26 points for Deshaun, 7 of 7 at the free throw line. Slim McGee back into the ball game. And for McGee, he's playing with four fouls. Second free throw is good by Cooper. Tied up at 71 with 3:57 left. Across the timeline goes Barlow. Looks on the left side for Austin Wright. Now between the circles, Talbert to Barlow. Barlow guarded by Kirker out front. Gets a pick by McGee. Dribbles to the left wing. Pulls up. Out top, McGee, Talbert. Bounce pass low and 10 to 4. McGee knocked loose by Stars. The ball loose on the floor. Kirker dives after it and gets it to Cooper, who is knocked to the floor. And we'll be fouled, and this will stop the clock at 3:35 left as he took a hard shot by Barlow, but he pops back up and will go down to the other end to shoot free throws.
Great job by Starzl to knock it loose. Great effort by both Crooker and Snyder to keep that ball alive and give them the opportunity to get it to Cooper so he can get back to the free throw line.
And he walks to the line, toes the line here with 3:35 left to give the Bearcats the lead. Sights. Shoots and misses as it rolls on the rim and rolls off to the left.
I bet that bounced six or seven times on the very back of the rim.
Cooper's misses the free throw, his first miss at the free throw line tonight. 8 of 9 at the line. Eyes the bucket, second free throw on the way, got it. 28 points for Cooper. Northwest Missouri State up by 1, 72-71. Second lead of the second half for the Bearcats. 3:38, rather now 3:26 left in the game. Barlow with it off the left wing to the top of the key to the free throw line. Looks right side, gets it to Edison. Edison looks low and gets it in lane for McGee. Through the lane, bobbles it, picked up by Snyder, and it's controlled by Northwest. Snyder scoops it to Williams. He'll give it to Cooper. Northwest by 1, 72-71. 3:06 left. Out front, Cooper looks to go one-on-one with Barlow. To the free throw line, pulls up, low right side for Starzl, up with a shot, over at McGee, misses the shot, McGee with the rebound. Now that goes right side, Addison, across the timeline to the right wing. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, bounce pass goes to McGee, slams it down with the left hand. Slim McGee with 6 points, 1 point Southern lead, 73-72. Cooper for the Cats across the timeline with 2:37 left. Guarded by Barlow out front. To the top of the key. Pulls up. Wants the three. On the way. Got it! 31 points for Cooper. Northwest up 75-73. To the top of the key. Down the lane. To the bucket. And the drive. And a foul. As Missouri Southern Barlow went driving to the bucket and was fouled. Crooker with the foul. Barlow with 16 points. That's just his fourth point of the second half. Team foul. He's shooting at the free throw line, one for Barlow.
He's got some of the most interesting colored shoes we've seen this year. Some sort of aqua, maybe?
Yeah, a pale green or something. Yeah. There. I'm not sure how you would classify that. Free throw is good. So a big trip down the floor for Missouri Southern and a timeout. So Barlow knocks down the free throw. Got 17 points, breaking the action with 2:15 left. Northwest Missouri State up by one on Missouri, rather tails by one now to Missouri Southern, 76-75. Cats down by one, 76-75. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Northwest with the ball down by 1, 76-75 to Missouri Southern with 2:15 left. Cooper will take it across the timeline on the left side, guarded by Barlow. Dribbles in front of the Bearcat bench. Out front for Williams. Williams drives on the right side to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Bryson Williams with the drive in. Northwest up by 1, 77-76. Under 2 minutes left. Across the timeline, Barlow between the circles for Talbert. Now left side, Addison. Addison back to Talbert. High post right. Now to Barlow on the right. Looks back right side. Talbert drives to the baseline. Pass Snyder to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses it. Starzl with the rebound. Gives it up to Cooper. He'll walk it from our right to our left. 1:39 left in the game. Northwest by 1, 77-76. Across the timeline, right side, Cooper. to the top of the key, through the lane, to the bucket, drives, kicks it into the right corner. Snyder on the way, the three off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped in the air and controlled by Austin Wright for Missouri Southern. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 1:20 left in the game. Out front, Barlow, left side for Addison. Drives, free throw line, bounce pass in the lane, and a travel call coming up. And it'll belong to Northwest.
Addison's cramping again. He's been stretching so much, and I think it's both legs, because I think the original cramp was in the left leg. He was stretching out his right leg during that last break, and that time around he just cramped up while he was trying to drive.
77-76, Northwest Missouri State with a one-point lead over Missouri Southern. Cooper across the timeline, guarded by Barlow. Between the circles with the dribble, drives the lane, kicks it left corner. Williams open, three on the way, rims around it out, fight for the board, and a reach over coming up on Snyder as Talbert came down with the rebound, and Snyder will pick up his third foul. 1 point Northwest lead, 77-76, with 57.7 seconds left in the game.
And the frustrating part here is you give Southern a chance to score with the clock stop.
Talbert to go to the free throw line. He is 4 of 5 at the line. Left-handed free throw shooter. 68% shooter on the year. Free throw, nothing but net. So we're tied at 77. 57.7 seconds left. Talbert trying to give the Lions the lead. And it's on the way. Nothing but net. Datswell inbound. Down by 1. 78-77. Cooper handling the point duties. We'll push it across the timeline as Coach McKellen tells him to push it down the floor. Cooper through the lane. Left side, ball fake, pivots up with a shot, fade away off the front of the rim. And the rebound, Missouri Southern. Slim McGee with the rebound. 1 point Southern lead with 42 seconds left. Across the timeline goes Barlow in front of the scorer's table. Dribbles to the top of the key on Cooper. Those two have been going at it here in this second half. Now to Cornelius on the left side with 30 seconds left. 1 point Lion lead. Out between the circles, Barlow near the timeline. Shot clock's down to 13 seconds, 22 seconds left in the game. Out front, right side, Cornelius. On the right wing for Barlow. Now to Cornelius between the circles. Five on the shot clock, through the lane, to the bucket, blocked away by Starzl. Comes away with 12 seconds left. Cooper will push it down the fourth. Now to 9 seconds. Between the circles to the top of the key with 6. Back pedals, wants the 3, on the way, got it! Nothing but net for Cooper! It's going to be a two-pointer just inside the arc, but Northwest takes the one-point lead, 79-78.
Wow, that's a huge senior shot right there by Deshaun Cooper. The step back to get the lead.
79-78 Northwest with 3.3 seconds left. And Cooper with that bucket goes to 32 points on the night. That's a career high.
What a gutsy shot there by Cooper. Falling away from the basket about 18 feet out. Knocks it down. Now, you know Missouri Southern is a team that likes to get the ball up the floor in a hurry. So they're used to moving quickly and getting a quick shot. So 3 seconds to them is a lot longer than maybe some other teams. That's one thing you got to keep in mind. And you do not want to commit a foul on a shot attempt with a one-point game.
79-78. Northwest in front of Missouri Southern. 3.3 seconds left. Gats will come out of the timeout as Tyler Funk into the ball game, along with Starzl, Williams, Matt Wallace to check in, along with Connor Kirker. 3.3 seconds left.
And the officials check the video to make sure time was good, and they say it's good where it's at.
Coach Robert Corn taking his time in the Missouri Southern huddle before sending his team out for the final 3.3 seconds left. We've had a heck of a game, as you might expect, from the top two teams in the MIAA. Bearcats coming in a half game in front of the Lions in the conference standings at the top of the MIAA. Missouri Southern will have to take it the length of the floor. And at two inbound will be Blaine Miller for Missouri Southern. Missouri Southern with 3 players along the midcourt line. And also Barlow. They get the quick inbound. They get it to Talbert. Now left side for Barlow. A 3 on the way as the buzzer sounds. It bounces off the right. And the Bearcats come back to defeat Missouri Southern.
Guts. That's guts right there. What a game.
79 78. The final score is Northwest takes a game and a half lead over Missouri Southern in the MIAA standings with a come-from-behind victory over Missouri Southern tonight. Northwest had a brief four-point lead early in the first half at the 18:33 mark. Trailed the rest of the half. They were down by 10 at halftime. Trailed by 13 in the second half. Came back and took the victory. 79-78. Northwest with the win over Missouri Southern. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, doesn't matter how long you lead in the game, it's a matter of leading at the right time, and the Bearcats were able to do that as Missouri Southern had the lead throughout much of this one, but Northwest pulls out a one-point win over Missouri Southern tonight, 79-78.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you only need the lead for like 1 second, and Northwest led by a little longer than 1 second, but, you know, it was probably less than 5 minutes if you look at the total lead time for Northwest, so... They didn't hold the lead for long, but like you said, doesn't really matter as long as the scoreboard says zero with your team ahead by at least one.
And a lot of players played well for Northwest tonight, but what a gutsy performance out of Deshaun Cooper. 32 points, a career high for Deshaun there, and his last bucket, a big one, giving Northwest the winning margin.
Yeah, taking a step back on the left wing. I think he had his heels on the arc. He was fading away from the basket when he took the shot. Knocked it down. You knew he was the one that was going to end up with the ball in his hands when it counted, and he took advantage of it, and, you know, just a big night all around. Obviously, that's a huge shot, but even without that shot, if somebody else had hit a shot like that, Cooper still ended up with a big night.
Went driving to the bucket a number of times, got to the free throw line, 9 of 10 from there, and one of those drives got Greg Renfro out of the game. He was playing with five fouls. He came over and committed a foul on Cooper and fouled out, and again, Northwest, what a gutsy performance really as a team against a very good Missouri Southern team here tonight.
Well, we talked about it a little bit at halftime. We felt like if Renfro and McGee would get into a little bit of foul trouble or a little bit more foul trouble, that it could play out real well for Northwest, and I think that's exactly what we saw. You know, you talked about Renfro fouling out. He played quite a while with four fouls, and then Slim McGee had four fouls as well. And those two guys inside, no, they don't put a ton of points on the board, but it was them defensively that made it so much tougher inside for Northwest. And when those guys got in foul trouble, that's when you started to see things turn. And, you know, one of the big plays, too, that started the turn was that dunk by Starzl inside. A nice pass by Deshaun Cooper, Starzl slid in, threw out on that dunk, and that's when Northwest kind of started their run.
You have to hand it to the Lions in one respect with their game plan coming in to try to shut down the perimeter game that Northwest has had so much success the last few games. It made it tough for Connor Kirker to get a three-point opportunity. He didn't even get a chance to take a three tonight. They essentially shut down Zach Snyder as well. Zach had to fight for shots. He was 0-for-2 from the field. He made some great plays, though, diving after loose balls and doing other things to help Northwest win the ball game. But they shut down that perimeter for the most part, but they couldn't shut down Deshaun Cooper or Dylan Starzl.
Yeah, and, you know, you look at late in the game, another area where Northwest started to have a little bit of success on the perimeter is when Addison was cramping up, and he couldn't play. He wasn't playing 100%, and I think that's another big factor when you get to the outside and the perimeter game where Northwest started to get a little bit of an edge when Addison wasn't at his best.
Bearcats with the win go to 14-5, now 9-1 in the MIAA. Missouri Southern at 13-3. They're now 7-2 in the conference play. So the Bearcats, the last two games, they faced a Central Missouri team that was a game behind Northwest in the standings. They defeat the Mules. Then tonight, they were a half game up on Missouri Southern, and they defeat Missouri Southern, creating a little bit of a margin here in the conference standings, but a long way to go in the season.
Yeah, you know, and that's just it, is it just makes the end of the season or February a little bit easier if you've got some space. Obviously, it doesn't, you can't win the conference championship in January, but you can make February a little more relaxing and a little bit easier. It gives you a little bit of leeway if you can open up some space this time of year.
Bearcats with the win. They come from behind win as they defeat Missouri Southern 79-78. Back with the extra effort award. Wonder who's getting that. We'll be back to have that for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how the university prepares for winter storms that move through the area.
We plan ahead and we understand the importance of being ready for winter weather and the awareness that you need to create both on campus and certainly throughout our communities that we serve. And so our university police department, our emergency management director, Lieutenant Mike Sepperly, have been at the forefront of planning ahead and forecasting, if you will. They work with the National Weather Service, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, and the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency called SEMA. And in working with all those entities as well as with local emergency managers, they provide a lot of testing, but also tips to all of us to be ready. And, you know, bottom line that we're telling our students, our faculty and staff, and certainly to our listeners is have an emergency plan in place. And that's really important as you look ahead. But determine how you'll communicate with others during a weather emergency, stock extra food, all those things that, you know, probably some of us take for granted. Travel with a winter storm kit in your car. And we've heard these things before, but we ask people to really take heed of the advice. And, you know, as you recall, John, we talked to our listeners about an in-case-of-crisis app for phones, and so we've got our emergency procedures both on the website and in the in-case-of-crisis app. So we're ready to go, but certainly sometimes those weather conditions crop up very quickly.
That was the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. He was talking to John Coffey on this week's All That Jazz conversation. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, what a night. Northwest Missouri State coming from behind to defeat Missouri Southern 79-78, as they were down by 13 in the second half to come back and take the win. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Time now for Extra Effort Award. And Matt, Deshaun Cooper tonight, big night, and he gets the Extra Effort Award.
Yeah, we talked about the career high in scoring, which is obvious, but the outside shooting. You look at that tonight, the two teams combined for 9 threes. Deshaun had 5 of them, Northwest, all 5 of Northwest threes. And so that obviously a big factor in such a close game. You know, an extra 3-point shot here or there is key. And Deshaun hit big from the outside, as he did from pretty much everywhere else on the floor as well.
Again, ends up with 32 points, had a couple of steals, had 3 assists, and was 9 of 10 at the free throw line, hitting some big free throws down the stretch, 5 3-pointers, 9 of 20 overall. Deshaun leading the way in scoring for Northwest. Dylan Starzl with 17 points. He had 6 rebounds tonight. And 11 points for Bryson Williams. And again, you can't discount what Bryson did in this ballgame. A couple of key drives down the lane, getting shots to fall. And a huge night for Bryson as well. 6 points for Connor Kirker. 5 points for Kyle Schlake. Also, 4 points for Matt Wallace. A bucket for Zach Schneider. And again, Tyler Funk with 2 points as well. Everyone contributing in one way or another out of this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at 4 steals out of Bryson Williams' key tonight, too.
And the Bearcats with the win, 79-78, as they defeat Missouri Southern. Back to talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, as we'll talk with Ben McCollum right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter Agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Missouri Southern tonight, 79-78. Before we talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. In Northwest with the 1-point win, 79-78, with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a heck of a comeback out of Northwest tonight, down by 13 in the second half. You were able to come back and pull out the 1-point win on a big bucket by Deshaun Cooper, 3 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, that was a huge shot that he took. You know, he stepped him back and just buried it 3. Yeah, I mean, I knew he was going to take a shot. I just didn't really know what shot he was going to take, and he just kind of felt it and decided to go. And, you know, as poor a start as we had, I mean, we didn't have a great couple days of practice, and I didn't think we warmed up real well, and we tried to get him to go, you know, kind of in pregame, and they just, for some reason, I don't know if they were kind of in a hangover from Central Missouri or what, but finally the second half we kind of picked it up and got some stops, and then, you know, they were staying home on our shooters, which no one's really done, where they just stay home and do not leave them. And so, you know, where Cooper's pretty unselfish, you know, he had to just go shoot it. I mean, he just was like, hey, just go shoot it. If they're not going to help, then you got to go score. And he did that tonight.
Yeah, they made it tough on players like Connor Crooker and Zach Snyder. Just couldn't get open to get shots off. And again, as you say, Deshaun kind of took over the game. And also, I thought another guy who did some good things out there, Bryson Williams, ended up with four steals. And a couple of drives to the bucket made a huge difference there in the second half as well.
Yeah, he just played off of Coop, you know, when Coop passed it, then he just drove off of it and made some big buckets, had some big finishes, I felt like the first half he was ready to go. I didn't think that a lot of our guys were, and including Cooper. But then obviously that second half, it just when people stay home on your shooters, your assists drastically goes down, which we only had 8 assists, but your best players are able to just go be players. And so you see the statistics where Dylan has 17, probably could have had a lot more. We just kind of spaced it out and went to Coop, and then Coop had 32. So that's kind of your difference where teams will help, will have more assists, will be able to move the basketball. If they don't help, then, you just go make plays.
And this game of basketball, what a difference 2 points makes in a game. Either you're going home happy or you're just going to have a tough night with just a 2-point swing there from being down by one to up by one at the end of the ball game.
Yeah, after that first half, it felt like it was going to be a tough night. They just didn't have a lot of life that first half, we've done that a few times before. But again, we recovered, and you've got to win games where you don't play well. They had a lot to do with it, though. It wasn't just that we didn't play well. It was that they had a lot to do with it because they were getting after us. They outworked us. They out-toughed us the whole first half. It was just, I challenged our guys at half. I said, look, I don't know if we're tough enough to beat a team like this. And they came out, and they came out okay. And then eventually they started to play a little bit and loosen up we were able to, fortunate enough to hit some shots to win the game.
Well, imagine one of the things you feel good about out of this is just how the team was able to get it out and get that victory. And as you say, do it in a game where you probably didn't play the best in the world, but playing against a very good team, they just found a way to get it done tonight.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do, if you want to be successful in this conference, is, find ways to be able to come out of places with wins. Even in a game like this where they took a lot away from us to start, we were able to find something, find a way, and kind of willed ourselves to victory. I mean, it was just, we just willed ourselves to victory. It was a fun second half.
Now, you've got a little bit of time off before your next game. After so many games within a short period of time, you've got just over a week to prepare for in Lindenwood, a game on the road next Thursday night in St. Charles. So what are some things you want to do now that you've got a little bit of time to maybe work on some things here?
Well, we got to get better in a lot of aspects. Defensive rebounding, you can see 12 rebounds for them on the offensive glass. They really hurt us on the O boards. Transition defense, continue to get better at that, and then just offensively, we went against a totally new type of defense, and we've got to continue to do that in practice, where we're going against different types of defenses and just show our guys the reads and stuff like that, so we don't have to learn the hard way.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot, and enjoy this one tonight.
Thank you, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Northwest Missouri State with the win 79-78 as they defeat Missouri Southern. Back to wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at AnheuserBusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordAndLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
and from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Champion Gym Owners.
Back at Bearcat Arena as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team remains in first place in the MIAA as they defeat Missouri Southern this evening, 79-78, as they go up on the Lions after coming in a half game in front of Missouri Southern. Pick up a game, full game on the Lions now with the win. A big win for Northwest, and as Coach McCollum talked about, perhaps not the best game Northwest have played all year, but they played a heck of a team that perhaps accounted for some of that in Missouri Southern.
Yeah, if you can not play your best game of the year and beat who has been probably the best team we've seen in the MIAA, if not all season, that's not bad. You know, if you can get away with playing kind of a downer game, whether it was the opponent, you know, and the way they played or not, if you can still get a win out of a game like this, you got to feel really good about the way things are going this season.
And for Northwest, they now won 6 straight and 10 out of their last 11.
Yeah, it's been a good run. Like we said, they had that little bit of a down slope, a little bit of a valley right out of the break, but took them a couple of games to get out of the break, but since they've done that, they've really hitting on all cylinders right now.
Unfortunately, we couldn't get a sweep of the doubleheader today as the Missouri Southern women defeated the Northwest women earlier tonight 80-74.
Yeah, a little bit frustrating, especially since Missouri Southern missed a lot of free throws late, especially for a team that shoots free throws as well as they do. Gave the Northwest women some opportunities when it was just a 5-point game. Cats just weren't able to take advantage tonight.
Northwest led by Ariel Easton with 24 points. They fall to 2-8 and 5-12 in the MIAA. Missouri Southern 13-3 and 7-2 in the women's contest. And Matt, as we talked about with Coach McCollum, a little bit of time off now. It seemed like we're on that streak of every other night we had a game, and now a full week and a day off before we head to St. Charles, Missouri, suburb of St. Louis, to face Lindenwood. Lindenwood came here last year. This will be our first trip to St. Charles to face Lindenwood since they've joined the MIAA.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a good thing there's that time off. I think it takes about a week and a day to get there. So. No, it'll be nice. I think the timing of having some extra time right now is real good for Northwest, so we'll see if they'll be able to take advantage of that when next week rolls around.
I have to talk about the crowd just a bit, too. What a great turnout for tonight's game, and they were making noise when they needed to. A smart crowd making noise when Northwest was on defense and trying to rattle Missouri Southern and quieting down a little bit when Cats had the ball.
Yeah, I really think when, you know, Starzl got that dunk there late in the game, and that kind of started to snowball the good things for Northwest. The crowd got back into it with that and stayed in it from that point forward, and I think that was a big key.
And Northwest with the win on the men's side. Again, final score is 79-78 for the men. They improved to 9-1 in MIAA play, 14-5 on the season. Missouri Southern falls to 7-2 and 13-3 in MIAA play. So the Bearcat men with the win. The women, unfortunately, come up on the short side of their 80-74 score. Back in action next Thursday in St. Charles as Northwest will face Lindenwood. That doubleheader will get underway at 5:30 with the women, 7:30 with the men. We'll have the broadcast of both beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast. Matt Gorder here at Bearcat Arena and studio engineer Brandon Travis. Tonight, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.